It's Cresta in the afternoon, moving along here on a Tuesday, the Feast of St. Thomas Aquinas. I am Jerry Usher in for Al today. Al is on the Good News Marriage Cruise with Father John Ricardo, Dr. Ray Guarendi, and Teresa Tomeo. So I am happy and blessed to have this opportunity to fill in for him. And it is Catholic Schools Week, and that is what we're going to dedicate this segment of the program to. And boy, there is so much we can talk about here. And the Catholic and Catholic education may deceptively be seen as simply the inclusion of religious instruction in an otherwise conventional, rigorous academic curriculum. But authentic Catholic education means something more. It's Catholic Schools Week, and we have Tim DeLora with us. He is the headmaster of St. Thomas the Apostle Catholic School. And Tim, it is great to have you with us on Cresta in the afternoon. Welcome.
Great to be here, Jerry. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, boy, there's so much we could talk about. Where I'd like to begin, though, is just very foundationally. We talk about the state of Catholic education and where it is, where it's been in the last few decades, where it's going right now. If you had to kind of look out over the Catholic education landscape right now, what grade would you give it?
Well, you know, it depends upon the school and the diocese. There's an amazing ferment in the school in Catholic education right now. You know, first of all, Catholic education in general, when we look at, for example, the recent March for Life in Washington, and we see the Catholic youth that are such a potent presence in that setting, you know, that's the fruit of Catholic education. The fruit of families, of parents, of educators who have been forming a mindset and a heart set that is producing this beautiful commitment and witness and faith that, you know, is a powerful force for changing our society. The fact that President Trump spoke and mentioned the Catholic element, it was beautiful, along with Vice President Pence. It was a testament, you know, to what Catholic education is doing, what the Holy Spirit is accomplishing through Catholic education. True, you know, Catholic education has struggled in the entire culture war that has taken on Western civilization in the past 50 years, and it has experienced its bruises. One element has been just the temptation that I think a lot of schools, naturally at a time when we were less perceptive, fell to trying to compete with public education and began to adopt many of the curricula, the textbooks, the pedagogy of progressive conventional education. And again, as you mentioned, sort of adding on a religion class and hoping that would allow Catholic education really to continue to grow and be an influence in society. But we have learned quickly enough that isn't who we are ultimately, and it's our identity that is really what makes Catholic education the force, both for an individual child as well as our culture. It's our identity that is making the difference. And ultimately, Jesus is that identity. A Catholic education isn't a curricular content. It's Him. It's a person. And all that flows out of having Him at the center of a community, of instruction, of the lives of all those who make up that community. And that's a very different power. That's a very different force. And all that flows from that in terms of how we teach, what we teach, and the experience of a child in that entire setting. So we're learning, and classical education, for example, is a movement within Catholic education that I think is forwarding that rediscovery of our identity that we had for so many years, and actually, of course, in the history of Western education, Catholic education was always at the forefront for centuries, and it was only at the turn to the 20th century that things really changed. But I think we're, again, rediscovering those roots.
Well, and I think a lot of people are, not just Catholics. Tim, I'd love to know your thoughts on this. Obviously, you know, devout Catholic parents want their kids to get a solid education like such as this, a well-rounded, full Catholic education. But it seems like I've known people of no faith who send their kids to Catholic schools, Jewish families, Muslim families. People are still looking at Catholic schools and saying, you know what, there's something really there that attracts me. I want my children to have. You know, can you speak to that?
Sure. Well, our theology and our philosophy is really at the heart of a Catholic education. Education, in order to understand what is really at the heart of education, you need to ask, how do the educators delivering that experience of education, what do they believe about the human child? And I think in a Catholic education, you understand that a child is not an empty vessel that can be filled with whatever is economically or politically expedient at the time. A human child, has a nature, a divinely imaged nature, and with that comes the desire to experience the good, the true, and the beautiful in the world. And a Catholic education, at its heart, an authentic Catholic education, realizes that there is an absolute good, there is an absolute truth, and an absolute beauty. And when a child is presented those, is presented an encounter with those in the classroom, something wonderful happens. For example, our motto here at St. Thomas is nascantur in admiratione, which is let them be born in wonder. And that's a reflection of what we believe about a child, that a child was created to be awed by creation, to experience wonder and the joy of encountering the good, the true, and the beautiful. And I think no matter what your faith, no matter what your background, when you can sense this deeper theology and philosophy at play in the environment, when it's there, and it changes a child. They come back from school sharing joyfully what they encountered in the classroom. An encounter that began maybe not so much with an objective, which is very commonly found in a conventional progressive classroom. Lesson begins with an objective. This is what we're going to accomplish today. In a different setting, in a classical Catholic setting, the lesson begins with a question. And this elicits a child's imagination, prior knowledge. It opens them up with curiosity. And then a talented teacher can bring this encounter into play. And a child is changed by that. And I think many people are discovering that, again, no matter what your background, that something special happens in a child when they have the opportunity to experience that.
This is Cresta in the Afternoon. I'm Jerry Usher in for Al today. We're talking with Tim DeLora, who is the headmaster of St. Thomas the Apostle Catholic School in Ann Arbor, Michigan. It is Catholic Schools Week, so we hope and pray that any of you who are associated in any way with a Catholic school, that you are celebrating that this week. We certainly want to not only the church to know this better, but the world to know what Catholic education can offer to a young person. In looking over some of the notes here, you know, you talked about the content of a Catholic education not being content but a person, and you've also mentioned that it should you know, the students are possessors of a human nature. Also, you point out here that Catholic education doesn't prepare a child for a role, but rather for a mission, and how each person is you know, uniquely created and has a unique mission in life. So talk about that approach to Catholic education.
Sure. Well, again, in realizing that a child isn't simply an empty vessel that can be equipped to carry out a function in society, which is very often the implicit anthropology of progressive education. In a Catholic education, in an authentic Catholic education, a child is seen as made in the image and likeness of God, and they come with a calling. There is an implicit vocation upon this this child, and a Catholic education is intended to equip a child to discover that vocation that is in their heart. It isn't read from the economic situation or the political situation or the industrialization or technology in external world, but it's something that they discern within, and to give them in as they're growing up in those sensitive years where they're being formed in deep ways, to allow a child to hear that they've been called to something special, that they are loved, that they were created to be loved and to love, and that how that vocation of loving is to be lived out in their particular life, a child experiences their true, unique individuality before God. And that's a revelation that grows in consciousness over the years, but it really completely changes a child's self-understanding when they become an adult, to realize that I have this vocation, I'm made for this vocation, and I'm going to be open to what it is, and I'm going to learn in order that I could fulfill my vocation. And so that's a beautiful reality that education is meant to live for, to serve those vocations, and to be an instrument of God in preparing a child to fulfill that vocation that ultimately leads them to the Lord's presence eternally. And so that really, you know, when we see that meaningfulness of the human person and what that means for education, it's an awesome calling. It's an awesome, noble role to play as an educator, to be a part of God's plan for this child, and to realize that Catholic education is meant to fulfill this role, this service to the child and the mission God's given them.
Tim, thank you so much. I wish we had a lot more time to talk about. There's so much that could be covered on this, but you have very succinctly but yet thoroughly given us a real good picture of a classical Catholic education. And I just want to thank you for the work that you do and the teachers at St. Thomas the Apostle Catholic School and Catholic school teachers everywhere, because they give of themselves and often sacrificially as well. So, Tim, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Very welcome, Jerry. God bless you.
God bless you. All right. That is so good to see so many of the good things going on in the church. So often the focus is on the bad, the negative, the divisiveness, and so forth. Let us celebrate Catholic schools this week. And we thank Tim DeLore for his time here on Crested in the Afternoon.